Hello, hello, internet.
How's it going, everybody?
Okay, let's get started.
All right, guys, welcome to the Smart to Death recap. I'm Kyle. This is Anthony. And today, we have on with us JPQ. JPQ!
What up, fellas?
What's up, man? Thanks for joining us. As you guys probably know, if you're watching here, and if you're in the Twitch chat, if you're in there, please give us some comments. And if not, and you're just listening on audio, you fucking tweet at us. Let us all know.
I'll have you bring in just a little bit. There we go.
So we just got done watching ROH Final Battle.
Yeah.
It was a very anticipated card. We have thoughts.
We do have thoughts.
So before we get in there, John, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. We have just gotten to know you pretty well over the last couple of months, man. So let our listeners know a little bit about you, man.
Yeah, sure. Well, PA born and raised. And one of those things where I've been following wrestling since I was 96, or since 96. And God, man, just, you know, it's been one of those things where I've been into it, but over the last 4 or 5 years, I've really gotten into it and got a better understanding of the product. And I'm just having some fun.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, you're talking about doing some, I just realized, by the way, this is going to be awkward when we get into the recording here, because I forgot to hit recording on the Zoom call. So
you goddamn son of this okay. Is why we run this shit at my house. Jesus,
we get
Christ.
Frozen streams, but we get things.
I'm ready to go to the bar.
Yeah, hell yeah. So as you guys know, usually we all have drinks in our hands, and so we do. We have Shiners here. John, what are you drinking on, buddy?
I'm drinking what's called Straight Edge Bourbon Neat. Mm-hmm. Out of a winery out in California.
Mm.
Pretty good. Yeah. They line up with orange peel. It's really nice.
Oh, nice. It's like the halfway to a Dylan Old Fashioned.
Yeah.
Never go all the way Dylan Old Fashioned.
Never go all the way Dylan Old Fashioned. All right, guys. Are you already talking about this card?
I am, but let's first give a shout out to check out this ad, powerslam.tv. If you guys go to powerslam.tv, use our promo code SMARTTODEATH. You will get 30 days for free. There's a lot of great content on there. If you really like that ROH Final Battle Ladder Wars match, you need to watch CZW. Frankly, you do. So you can watch that on there for
and
free.
And of course,
days.
There's the bar wrestling. There's AAW wrestling. There's Defy wrestling. There's countless others. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of hours of pro wrestling content available for you, 30 days free, using the code
Smart to Death.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
All right, boys.
All right, let's talk about Final Battle 2018, the biggest show Ring of Honor does every single year. And I got to say, it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, John, since you're the guest, man, let me know overall what you think about what you thought about the show tonight.
Yeah, I mean, as far as Ring of Honor goes, I can only expect so much. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I thought they did okay. I thought they did pretty well. Slow moments. Slow matches, real slow pacing at a couple different points in the in the show. But overall, again, pretty good. B+, B-, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, about where I'm at. I think we're all right.
So yeah, you're giving it a B+.
Yeah,
I'm giving it a B-.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and just go down the card and let's just talk about our favorite moments. So I did actually miss the first match of the night, which was Kenny King defeating Eli Isom. So I did not watch the match. So I'm gonna let you two guys talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know if you agree with me on this or not, John, but I wasn't crazy about this match. It was fine. It was a good opening match, but it's certainly missable. Missable.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. It one of those things where I like the dynamic of the new school, kind of the old school. I like the heel tactics being used by Kenny King. Kenny King's going to do Kenny King. Mm-hmm. We all know that. But I thought Isom had a good performance. I didn't expect much out of him, and I got more than I thought I would. Mm-hmm. But overall, you know, again, fell a little flat, but you know, it wasn't too bad as an opener.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in complete agreement with you. If I'm going to give that match a letter grade, I'd give it a C.
Yeah, C sounds right.
I like the finish a lot. We both talked about in the Discord. The finish was perfect. It was, you know, Kenny King caught Eli Isom, hit him with his finisher, and so it was like Crafty Vet gets the finish on like. You outsmart the rook, and that's fine. That's good booking, but mm-hmm. otherwise, I got nothing on that match really.
No, I like the rope spot where he knocked him off the rope. Should the veteran move, kind of that craftiness, but nothing's going to stand out that I'm going to remember a month or two from now.
No, God, no. And honestly, most of this card probably is that way.
I would definitely agree with that statement right there. All right, let's go ahead and move on to match number two, which I would consider my second. I've had a couple of Shiner cheers tonight, fellas. My second favorite match of the night, which was Adam Page losing against Jeff Cobb for the Ring of Honor World TV Championship.
This match was fucking awesome.
It was a good match.
It delivered in every way it should have. Right? Like, Jeff Cobb got his stuff in. Adam Page got his stuff in. If this is truly Adam Page's last match in Ring of Honor, it's a hell of a way to go out. Out of the elite guys that lost, I think he probably had the best showing in a loss.
I would definitely agree with that statement. I thought Adam Page looked phenomenal in this match. The spots that he can get in. Here's the thing about this entire show. Everybody got their spots in. Yeah. I will definitely say that. Yeah. And he looked... The way that he and Jeff Cobb actually work together, it makes me want more of that.
Yeah.
But it looks like we're not going to get it.
What about you, buddy? What'd you think about this match?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm a Jeff Cobb guy. Mm-hmm. I love Jeff Cobb. He is, to me, he's a superstar. And for him to have the opportunity to throw throw Adam Page up in the air, like he weighs 170 pounds, catch him, power drive him, boom. I could watch that all damn day. I really could.
Yeah.
Page had a good performance, though. I love Page. Page is going to be a superstar. Page is, obviously he's an up-and-coming guy, and he looks really, really good. But, man, I just love Kyle. I love the tour of the islands. I love that he did it twice. I love that he cemented himself as the TV champion, and now you're going to have to go through this bulldozer moving forward. Definitely a highlight.
Yeah, I think Jeff Cobb is one of those guys. I think there's three guys in ROH from tonight that I take away that you can build your show on. I think that Jeff Cobb is certainly toward the top of that. Matt Taven, Dalton Castle, I think all those guys, I think tonight proved that, this is your future for ROH. You don't have the Elite anymore. You got Marty for a little bit longer, but we don't know how much longer. So I'm with you. I'm bigger on Paige personally, sure. Just because I think he's just been everywhere this year. But Cobb is impressive.
Paige is one of those guys where I think that he would actually benefit the most not being with the Elite.
Yes.
Yeah, get a little more seasoning underneath of him.
Yeah. I think if any of them ever end up going to WWE, Paige is a bona fide star to me.
Yep.
Bona fide star anywhere he
absolutely.
Goes.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go ahead and move over to the Ring of Honor Women's Championship match, which was defended in a women's four-corner survival match, which I don't think has ever been done. I'm not entirely sure. I can't remember when, but we had Kelly Klein. She's your new ROH Women's Champion. Of course, she defeats Madison Rayne, Karen Q, and Sumi.
Sakai.
Whatever.
You will not say her last name because you fucking can't. Have you heard this guy try to say Sumi Sakai?
No.
I always want to say Suki.
You said Suyaki on Wednesday.
Who knows?
You said Suyaki.
Close.
This match, I thought this match was not good.
No, it really wasn't. It was just there.
I'm glad there's a new champ, but other than that, I'm
glad that there's a new champ, but it just felt kind of...
Yeah.
It felt like a filler match to me, really.
Yeah.
What do you think about JPQ?
Yeah, it sucked. I'm a big women's wrestling fan, and I didn't love the fact that it was an elimination match going into it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that Kelly Klein won, right? Like, she's going to be good. She was good in Stardom. But they just don't have enough talent in Ring of Honor in that type of match to make that make sense. It was slow, it was flat. They didn't do any like real big spots. It was kind of clunky through the middle of it. There was no high energy back and forth kind of stuff. It would have worked better as a fatal four-way, but even then it's probably still less than par.
Yeah,
well, it kind of blows my mind that like Ring of Honor has some of the best wrestling in the world,
right?
Yet their women's wrestling is I would consider like one of the lowest tiers. Like WWE's women's wrestling is far better than this. Impact's wrestling, Stardom's wrestling. You have the new promotion, Women's of Wrestling.
Yeah.
Like all of this is superior to this, and you try to give us this gimmick match, and it's just not delivering to what we need it to be.
Right. Babarooski said in the chat that it dragged on.
Yes.
And he's right. It dragged on. And what is up, Metal 2006? It looks like those are some bits you dropped there, and I appreciate that, buddy. I'm with Babarooski, though, for sure. This match dragged on. I was bored. We went out and had a cigarette during it. Like, And I could have stayed out there and had another one if it wasn't so fucking cold. it's just nothing for me.
Do you even vape, bro?
I don't. I do not. I do not do the vaping. What's next?
Let's go ahead and just move past that match. And let's get on to a match that you were very much looking forward to. Mm-hmm. The first time ever, Zack Sabre Jr. makes his Ring of Honor debut.
Yeah.
Against Jonathan Gresham. This match, it's just a fucking technical mastery.
You know, other than the very obvious, like, okay, the Ladder Wars match was the best match of the card. This match was, like, the best wrestling match on the card, though. Like, Zack Sabre Jr. is fucking phenomenal. You either like him or you don't, though. Like, that's what it is with Zack Sabre Jr. But he was awesome. Gresham looked great. It was smooth. I think this was the cleanest match of the card. I don't know if you guys agree with me.
No, 100%. I mean, it's a clinic, right? It was 14 minutes of watching Dean Malenko versus Dean Malenko. And I could have watched it for another 14 minutes. Like, it's that enticing of a match. It's not spot-filled. It's not aerial. It's, we're going to get on the ground, and we're going to counter. I'm going to put you in these different positions, and anytime you're doing something to me, I'm going to be driving my elbow into your back, you know, make it uncomfortable. And if they tell great stories, it's a different story, but it's a great story, and it's one that is underappreciated with the type of wrestling we get today. But it's an art form that should never be lost on the casual fan.
So I will agree there. Now, most of the match, I will say this, most of the match was great storytelling. Like, just Zack Sabre Jr. being a fucking dick to Gresham. And I think this was almost like a, not a story, but a continuous theme throughout the entire night, where you just had these, like, the finishes just didn't match up to the match.
I don't agree with you on this match. I thought this finish was perfect.
I didn't think, because it came pretty much like, it didn't build to me for this. Like, I love how Zack Sabre Jr. can finish off people.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough build for me.
See, I disagree fucking vehemently with you on that. Like, the thing about this match is, it was a technical clinic, right? Yeah. Like John said, it's 14 minutes of an absolute clinic in mat wrestling. So how do you win a match like that? Split second, upper hand, you get a second. Zack Sabre Jr. got the right counter in and won on the pin. I thought that kept Gresham strong. I thought that you had to have
Zack Sabre Jr. I will agree there.
He just got fooled. There's a crafty veteran beat a young up-and-comer that thought he was the best, and I thought, this is the perfect way to have Gresham lose. Can
you consider a man an up-and-comer when he's been wrestling since 2005?
Gresham?
Yeah.
Has he been around that long?
Yeah. Gresham's been around since 2005. I believe Zack Sabre was around 2004.
Wow.
I believe that was the tell of the tape.
Well, I fucking said it, so I'm standing by it. So. What about you, man? How did you feel about that finish?
I love the finish. Again, a technical masterpiece, there shouldn't be a crescendo at the end, right? There shouldn't be a, like, you can predict when the finish is about to happen. Mm-hmm. And in that match, it was, he went for the, Gresham went for the bridge. He couldn't get the leverage. He got countered. Zack Sabre Jr. did get the leverage, was able to get his head down with his arms up and push the leverage down. Boom, pin, done. Proves that he's a better technical wrestler than Gresham. You know, run that story for the next year for all I care. It was art.
So would y'all like to see Zack Sabre Jr. back in ROH?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he'll be there tomorrow. Yeah, he'll be in Philly tomorrow.
Okay.
Are you going to that show?
No. Wow, my wife's working.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
I'm sorry, man.
All right, let's move over to, I think this might be our most underrated match of the night. Mm-hmm. Matt Taven. He defended his
the real
Ring of Honor World Championship against Dalton Castle, and of course, he retained.
How good was this match?
This match actually blew all of my expectations away. I thought this was a great match. It was a very slow match, I will say that, but it was just phenomenal. I thought they did a great job of storytelling.
This is where the card started to get really overbooked, though.
Yes, it was.
But for the king, for Matt Taven and the Kingdom, it works. It's the rest of the matches was too fucking much. But for this match, it works. Like, of course, Matt Taven is a heel. He's going to win with assistance from the Kingdom. Fine. But they look good. Dalton Castle finally looks healthy.
He does.
Yeah, what about you, man?
Yeah, I thought, I agree 100% that when they used the spots where they brought in the Kingdom and then used the boys, I thought it was done well. I thought Vinny coming out from underneath was good. I thought the guy, the one boy screaming as he's being pulled under was great.
That's
we loved that. Yeah. We popped real hard for that.
Yeah, right? That was amazing. I think it went too long, though. I think if they shaved 5 minutes out of it somewhere, I would have liked it a lot more. They got a little tiresome towards the back third. Finished well, but I thought it went just a little too long.
No, I did actually point this out earlier in the night. We had a 4-hour show on our hands with 9 matches. So, give or take, each match was given around on an average of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I like to assume maybe each person was given around 18 minutes, where we did get some of these matches that just dragged on. So, how you just mentioned Dalton versus Matt Taven. You mentioned the women's four corner survival matches.
Boy, that match dragged.
Some of these matches just went on. And then some matches, I don't know, they just didn't feel, to me, not only to me, they didn't feel right. And I'm talking,
We'll get there.
We'll get to this match. But, okay, let me push that on the back burner just for one more match. And let's move over to Marty Scurll defeating Christopher Daniels. And he gets to keep his Ring of Honor World Championship challenge.
Yeah, it's like and your contendership, now, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, contendership, better word. And then Christopher Daniels, he's supposed to be done with Ring of Honor at this point.
I thought this match was good. I didn't expect it to be that good, but I thought it was good. Bob Ruski in the chat did point out that Taven's ribs, just Taven's ribs is all he said, which is true.
That barricade. Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah.
You can tell that he was feeling that the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was really big on Marty versus Christopher Daniels. I thought Christopher Daniels looked the best he's looked in a long time for me. To me, personally. I don't know.
Because we mostly see him just in tag team matches.
Yeah.
On most of the time. Yeah. So we were finally get to see him one-on-one again. Mm-hmm. And you forget. And I think this has been just a theme for Christopher Daniels throughout his entire career, because he's always wrestled with the likes of an AJ Styles or Samoa Joe. And now he's with a Marty Scurll, who's a much younger, more popular guy. He's always wrestled with a more popular person where he doesn't get his dues. But he's always coming through on his matches.
Yeah. How did you feel about the Christopher Daniels tonight, John?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I love Marty. I love Marty's wrestling style. I love everything that guy does. I think he works super clean. I think he hits good or hits well. And I've been watching. I mean, again, I'm an ECW guy. I've been watching Chris Daniels 18 years now. What I like about it is that coming out of All In, he kind of missed some spots with a wrestler, with an actor who really didn't know third match ever or something like that. And then he was really able to show exactly what he can do in a one-on-one match with a really, really good wrestler. Mm-hmm. And I think he succeeded in that. I thought that his match, the storytelling, the his move sets hit well. He was confident in the ring. I have no complaints about that match.
Yeah, I thought it did a good job of making Christopher Daniels go out looking like a legend, too. Looking an ROH legend.
Now, do you think it took away, though, from his moment when Bully Ray came out and gave him the low blow?
Nah, I think it transitioned well to the next moment. I thought that was well done, to be honest.
Okay, so let's talk about Flip Gordon versus Bully Ray in the I Quit match. Mm-hmm. I had this match marked down as one of my dark horse match.
You did,
and it did not live up to my expectations.
I thought it was really fun, and I saw you tweeted out actually that you thought this was a good I Quit match. I thought it was a good I Quit match.
I just didn't really enjoy it that much. I had too much going on for me to even think about, this is a match.
Oh, it was a fucking mess. I mean, there's too much in there, but I thought it was, it was fun. It's whatever.
We went from having Joe Koff involved to Sinclair to the announcer.
Right.
We had Flip Gordon's girlfriend involved. We had the fucking Sandman making his debut in Ring of Honor. We had
Silas Young. Lighter Fluid.
We had Christopher Daniels in this match.
Oh, shit. God, there's a lot of people in there.
It's too much shit to go on to make this match even mean anything at this point.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have this whole big setup for the most glorious table that's going to be lit on fire.
Ever.
Ever. And nothing. Oh, we had Colt Cabana involved as well.
That's right.
And we had...
Oh, Jesus. And as Baba Ruski says, Flip Gordon's no emotion girlfriend, because she didn't show shit. Tell Kyle why he's wrong. Tell him why this was a fun match, man. You tweeted it out.
Yeah, so it so it's an unconventional match, and it's an unconventional, unconventional match.
Mm-hmm.
So I think over. So you're not Kyle's not wrong, right? It was a clusterfuck of a match. Too many stops and starts. Too many breaks. I don't know what Flip was thinking when he cut himself like half an inch deep to get that blood going when they were off camera with the whole Sinclair thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just one of those things where it's like it kind of flowed well. Like it was something where the story followed itself from point A to point Z, and I was okay with the finish. I was actually okay that they kind of trolled us on the table. I thought that was kind of funny. Thinking we're going to get this big, and they had one outside too, so you could think they're going to screw you over on the flames, but then he's going to go through the one on the floor, and neither one happened, and it's just a kendo fight. And I was sitting there like at the end of it, I was kind of like I'm confused, but like I'm okay with it. Like it was fun enough. And enough spots were done, but it was like one of those clusterfucks that just kind of works. So that's I think I liked it.
Would this ever be listed as like one of your most favorite I Quit matches?
No, not a chance. This is the most forgettable match that I've seen in a long time. Oh, that was a gimmick match. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, and it has nothing to do with this at all.
But Bully Ray got beat down by Patriotism,
and I thought that flag was going to be lit on fire.
He got beat by the American Spirit. Kyle, John, the American Spirit won. It prevailed tonight.
Now, imagine if this match happened in WWE.
No, God, fuck no.
What would you give that match then?
Destroy it.
They would destroy it.
Yeah.
I mean, this was still a C match. It doesn't matter if it was in WWE.
I don't know if I'd give it a C. I think
you're that low on it.
Oh my god! I had such high hopes for this match.
Oh no,
and it did not deliver to me at all.
But this former Smart to Death guest, Flip Gordon.
Yeah, he won that podcast either. Let's go. All right, let's move over to the Ring of Honor World Championship match. Oh, by the way, we didn't mention this. Christopher Daniels did make the save for Joe Koff.
He did.
With the whole kendo stick spot. So
he didn't want to lose his job.
Is that what's going to keep Christopher Daniels around with Ring of Honor? And does that mean that he's not going to WWE?
I got nothing. I don't know what it means. I don't know what anything means tonight.
I think we'll see him in the PC Center. I do. I think he'll be in Florida probably within about a year.
That's kind of where I'm at, yeah.
Still about a year, though?
Yeah, give it about a year. Let him rest up. Let him heal up. Let him take a little vacay. He deserves it. And then we'll see him down there training, the new guys soon enough.
All right.
Yeah, I think he deserves it. I think it's time for him to hang. We said it on the podcast the other day. It's time for him to hang up the boots and coach.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about the Ring of Honor World Championship. I cannot remember the last time I saw the Ring of Honor World Championship not defended last. Not be the last match on the card.
Yeah, you've been watching ROH for a while. I just started this year, so I don't know. You guys might want to talk about that more. Like, I don't know when they've ever... I mean, I haven't seen it happen.
Yeah. I don't think they have. I mean, at least as long as I've been watching, it's always closed.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time where there's a championship, an actual championship match, and not the champion involved in something else.
Right, sure.
That hasn't closed, but Jay Lethal, he did defeat Cody Rhodes.
This was too much, too. Like, all these, like, initially after the match, I was like, this is a good match. But now looking back, there's just too much going on.
You had a lot of stuff going on with Taven and Castle with the boys and with the Kingdom. You had Marty Scurll versus Christopher Daniels.
Which was clean.
That was clean. But then you had Christopher Daniels and with the whole Flip match and... Everything that went on with that.
Brandy involved all over this match.
Like Brandy, Adam Page involved in this match. You had a lot going on tonight.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you feel about this match, man? Let's let you go first this time.
So the Adam Page side of it, I agree 100%. Like, he had no business being out there.
No.
It added nothing. It took away. It took away from the match. Outside of that, this has kind of been a Cody match the last 8 months or so, right? Maybe outside of, not even with Juice, and definitely with Aldis. He's this slow burn kind of match layout guy, right? Like, they wrestle well. There's good hits. It's very clean for the most part. Brandy gets involved in some way.
Always.
And I like her getting involved on the spear. I said this in the Discord. I commend Todd, the ref, for spinning the right way when she's rolling out.
I noticed that as well. I thought that was a very good job.
Todd's fucking awesome.
Todd's fucking awesome. Although, and I'll get to that in a second. it was one of those things where, so with the Cody match, I always expect it to kind of be like a long, kind of drawn out, kind of an old school, a lot of rest, a lot of rest holds, a lot of not doing much, a lot of taunting, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I thought that kind of followed suit through the course. I didn't expect Jay to do six Caprices out of the ring and not pay for it. So I thought that, and then Cody came in and no sold any of it, you know, right away. And I thought this was kind of a waste of time. So I don't know what was going on there. And then he gets the crossroads for the three, but they say it's two, but the guy, Todd hit the mat. He hit the mat. That was three. Like, so his shoulder didn't get up in time. So I thought that was a bit of a botch. But outside of that, I thought it was a pretty good match. B plus for me. That's what I come to expect out of Cody, kind of a slower, old school 70s kind of feel to it.
Yep.
Jay can play that role pretty well because he's very, very intelligent when it comes to the game.
Yep.
And so I was okay with it.
Yeah, this is pretty much exactly what we were saying about the match, actually. You pretty much summed us up.
Yeah, I told Anthony during the match, I was like, you know, they both just work like a WWE style. That's what makes both of these two guys stand out in indie wrestling. It's just because they work like a different style than most guys, and it just helps them stand out.
I'm with you on, like, this is like the Cody style now. Like, the pinnacle of the Cody match in 2018, like, at the beginning of this, when we started Smart to Death, I fucking hated Cody matches.
Oh, yeah,
I couldn't stand them. They were not for me, but he built on me, and the pinnacle of a Cody match was Aldis versus Cody. Like, because it was the perfect opponent for him and the perfect story. But then we've seen him, like, I don't know, Cody's a weird wrestler to watch, man. He's a weird wrestler to watch. Because if you like him, you're going to like everything he does. But, yeah, it's Brandy's going to be involved now, man. And I imagine that's not going to change no matter where he is in 2019.
Well, he says he's not going to be at Madison Square Garden, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's not fucking true, I don't think.
You don't think
what,
so?
What I like about him, I got this theory on Cody. Cody, because he's so good and he can do all these things, so he's been a main event player on the indie scene since 2016. Since he came in, he's been... And so he's been kind of been crafting this way of wrestling. And you're right. It's like almost Hogan-esque back in the 90s. It's very WCW heavyweight championship kind of match where it's a little slower. It's a little bit more grind. There's a lot of amp from the crowd. They try to get them into it. I'm going to be interested with whatever they have next. If he's not the top guy, if he makes himself not the top guy, and he's kind of working the mid-card, maybe the IC, whatever that relevant, you know, whatever that is, if he changes his style. Because I think he can, and I think right now he's kind of playing that Hulk card or the Sting card in a sense. And if he moves to the undercard, he's still young enough. He's still got enough juice in the tank to kind of play the Bret Hart card, right? And I think we're going to see that if he ever decides to move himself out of the main event picture.
Yeah, I think so. Bob Baruski says that Cody's chemistry with other guys has improved in time. And I've seen that just from me starting, like, really intensely watching matches for the podcast, is that Cody definitely works better. And we even saw it from, like, the first Kenny match to the second Kenny match. He had no chemistry with Kenny in that first match. But the second match, they were on point. So it's interesting. You could talk about Cody for a whole fucking episode at this point. Like, it's crazy.
Well, maybe we will one day. But before we get to that, let's talk about the final match of the night. Whew. Ladder Wars. The Briscoes, they defeat SCU.
SCU.
And the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I guess their cease and desist is gone. Because they threw up the two sweet tonight.
You were trying to break that down in the Discord. Give me some of what you think that means. My man, what do you think these, was there anything with the two sweets or anything with the sledgehammer?
Oh, so from the sledgehammer, yeah. So I was having fun with it because they put the two sweet up, which was kind of funny. I like that.
Yeah.
And then they go to the sledgehammer and they're I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh man, like if they're going to WWE and this is the way they get there, I'm going to love them more than I do. And then they kind of faked it and throws it away and hits him with the super kick. And that's, I forget who said it in the head, but it's very symbolic of them not going to WWE. And I thought it told a story within a story. And anytime you can get me thinking in a match, especially that kind of ladder match, you're doing your job better than you probably should be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, aces from me on that. I thought it was great.
The Young Bucks can't tell stories, though, man. They're terrible storytellers. Isn't that the thing that everybody says about them, right?
Like, what if that narrative's happened? Do people just like to? I don't get it. Like,
I don't either. They told great stories all year this year in their matches,
and they changed the story. Like, you want to wrestle old school, You want trios? They'll give you trios. You mm-hmm. want unconventional tag? You want singles matches? They'll give you all that. Just Matt Jackson. You just have to accept that Matt Jackson's back is going to be hurt. Every time. And that you're going to leave with a smile on your face when their match is over.
Right. Yeah. I don't think I've seen a bad Young Bucks match. Have you?
Not in a while.
Not since Generation Me.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was the thing. This match delivered in every fucking possible way.
Yeah, this is your match of the night for sure.
Yeah. I mean, this will be the match of the weekend.
I don't agree.
Really?
Nope.
Huh.
I don't know what it is. Go on.
What do you think is going to be better?
I think the women's triple threat.
That's fine. I'm okay with it.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
I don't agree, but...
I think this match... Now, it did have a spot. Like, it was a spot fest. It was great.
Uh-huh.
I think... We're getting off track right now, but I think the women's match will be more of a story match.
Okay.
And I think we'll actually have a better finish. Because...
The finish was bad in this match.
This match, the Ladder Wars match, it just kind of...
Ended.
Oh, it's done. And I understand where you're coming at, JPQ, about the Zack Sabre Jr. versus Jonathan Gresham, where you don't need a crescendo. I think in a Ladder Wars match, you need a crescendo.
You need a crescendo.
And we did not receive that tonight.
We predicted that Briscoes would win. Bob Arusky says you always have to be different. You fuck. The match was fantastic. They had a great time. I thought Scorpio Sky looked fucking awesome. Everybody in that match has hops, apparently.
I thought Scorpio Sky looked the best.
I think so, too, actually. Yeah, I thought so, too. I don't know who else stood out besides him, because Arian looked pretty good.
He hit the cutter under the table. He hit that clean. That's not easy.
No.
I think Jay looked pretty good, too.
I thought SCU looked the best out of all the teams. SCU looked awesome.
And we even got an ode to AJ Styles.
We did. We did get a Styles clash. Yeah, so that was an A+ Ladder War match for me. I mean, I don't know what else you could want from it. Right?
Just a better finish.
Yeah.
So I'd give it a B+.
Yeah, I'm probably more with Kyle on this one. I didn't love the finish, although I loved the chair to, I think it was Kazarian. Mm-hmm. I forget. I think it was Kazarian at the end and knocked him into the table.
Yeah.
Just from an accuracy standpoint, you just went through 20 minutes of hell, and then I think it was Mark just tossed the chair up there with some speed and got him in the head. And it's like, for you to be able to do that and that to be the – I don't love that that's the finish, mm-hmm. but I do love that that happened. I thought that was great. But overall, yeah, B plus for me on that one. Yeah, it was kind of – it fell a little short towards the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so since we just recapped it, has your mind changed on the overall grade?
I'm still going B+.
Yeah, now B. B's good.
Yeah, I'll
give it a B.
I mean, I still think that, like, if you are curious, if you're listening to our predictions or our review here and you're wondering, should I watch this show, I would say yes. I would say that maybe not the whole thing, but I would say if you're watching it on a replay and you can fast forward through a couple things, I think so. I mean, whether it's worth $35 or $40 or whatever it was, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't think we got our money's worth tonight. I'm sorry to say that. I just don't think we did.
Okay. What about you, man?
If this is supposed to be Ring of Honor's
biggest
and best show of the year, and this is supposed to be like what you're supposed to give me is supposed to be... This is like our best
combination of
the
year.
This is our best product that we can absolutely give you. No, not for me.
Agree, disagree?
Yeah, I agree. It's funny because usually when I watch, I'm usually agreeing more with Anthony on this one. But when it comes to tonight, it's one of those things where. So when it was low, it was really low, right? Women's match. You know, the Dalton for me was a little long. But they just try to throw too much stuff in. mm-hmm. right? It's at the end of the year. It's their biggest show. And they just try to put so much, I don't even call them swerves. They were just stops.
It was like they were trying too hard.
Yeah. Like they were trying too hard on it and it just fell flat. And that's what I'm remembering. Right. Yeah. I love Marty. I love that match. I love Gresham and Zach. I haven't thought about that match since it ended because I'm still trying to process what I saw the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So it's going to stay kind of flat for me. And my impression moving forward, probably going to be that I'm not going to watch it again.
Yeah. Well, to be fair for me, I never go back and rewatch pay-per-views. The only match I've rewatched from 2018, honestly, was Okada versus Omega. And I've rewatched that 5 times.
That's a good one.
But other than that, there's not. Oh, I take that back. I watched Osprey Skrull from Security Genesis.
All In, I think I've watched 3 times.
I've watched All In a bunch of times. I take that back. Yeah, I rewatched that at your house and drank a bunch of beer while we rewatched it.
That's what we do.
Different topic for a different day. The counterpoint I'm going to give you guys, though, for this show is this. While the show, I think, fell flat in a whole lot of ways, and I don't know that I'm not going to go out of my way and say, you guys, you've got to fucking watch Final Battle 2018. It's the best thing ROH can give you. What I do think they did is they positioned themselves very well to move on without the Elite.
Yes.
I do think they positioned themselves with Jeff Cobb. They positioned themselves moving away from Sumi Sakai to Kelly Klein was a great idea. You've got Matt Taven. You've got Dalton Castle as clear main eventers, potentially. And, you know, just like always, the Briscoes are tag champs.
We didn't even mention this, but we got a little bit of a teaser tonight.
We did. We finally got the teaser that Marty Scurll is going to cash
in. No. A teaser that somebody's coming.
Oh, yeah.
The heart monitor thing?
Do you know anything about that? Is that PCO?
Oh, it is. That's who it is.
Do you know what we're talking about, man?
I know. Yeah. I know that PCO is coming.
That's exactly what it was.
You know what we're talking about? Like the weird heart monitor thing they did. It almost looked like when Taz was around.
Is that what that was?
It's PCO. It's because PCO. He always does the defibrillator. Yeah.
So that was like a little
exactly
bit,
what it was.
How about it? Good catch.
So let's think about that. So we have, even though this show did not live up to everything and the Elite are leaving, we do have PCO coming in and we do have Brody King also coming in. So
yes.
2019 is just going to be an exciting year for wrestling.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So we talked about this a little bit off stream, obviously. I want to ask you, what do you think the state of ROH is without the Elite? What do you think their future is going to look like next year? If, let's say, they're all gone, except we know Marty's there till April. But what happens after that? How do you think the company survives?
I think they're going to be fine, to be honest with you. I think they have a good financial backing. I've talked about this a couple different times, but I don't think that AEW is going to be doing anything that's going to take away from who's been putting food on their table for the last 10 to 15 years.
Yep.
Like, I just don't think it's going to happen that quick. And because of that, I think ROH is going to be fine. I like the fact that, the Elite's leaving, starting their own thing. I think they're going to do a little talent exchange with themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going to sell themselves pretty much, trade themselves to ROH, to New Japan Pro Wrestling, for talent back for their showcase shows that they do, like All In. And because of that, you know, we're going to see them around. We're going to see Cody at MSG. We're going to see the Young Bucks at MSG.
Yeah.
Marty will still be there. And Paige will, obviously, he'll be there too. But it is one of those things where, you know, as WWE comes in and kind of scoops up talent, you know, there's a lot of good young wrestlers out on the independent circuit that people don't really know. And GCW is doing a good job with a lot of these young guys, and they're going to start funneling up, and we're going to see some new matches, and we're going to see some new talent come into Ring of Honor that's younger. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to ride this momentum of what the wrestling industry is through 2019 and be able to establish new stars. They're going to be fine.
That's the same way we feel. I think they're fine.
They've had talent go from CM Punk and Daniel Bryan to Samoa Joe, Nigel McGuinness to Kevin Steen, El Generico, Adam Cole. It's just a continuous cycle.
Right.
A continuous cycle. And some way, somehow, they're able to stay relevant.
Right. Yeah. I mean, ROH will be fun. You've been watching ROH a fuck ton longer than I have, long enough to know all these matches and name matches from their promotion. So I do think they need to do something to make their shows more interesting, because you can't keep selling this for $40.
No.
You can't keep selling this for $40. No. And you watched on Honor Club and you said the stream froze immediately. Like, you got it. something has to change.
Yeah, you know what though? I'm going to give him credit. It froze as soon as I put it on, and I threw my hands in the air, which I've been watching All In live. But it was perfect through the entire night. Good clarity, no skips. I'll give them all the credit in the world because that's not normal.
Yeah, no, it's not. Honor Club is terrible. The VOD is great, though. The VOD is great.
No, no problems with that. No, it's just live streaming. Terrible. Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get the fuck out of here. Before we go, we have to give shout-outs to our patrons. So if you like what we do, you can, number one, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and review so we can be...
number one in ears, number one in your hearts. That way, just like the Briscoes are tonight, we'll be number one on charts.
The Briscoes are never number one in anybody's hearts. That is so untrue. No one likes them.
Somebody in Alabama and Arkansas are loving tonight.
And probably at Trump Tower. Probably so. You can also support our show on patreon.com/smarttodeath and be awesome like John, who joined us tonight. Thank you so much. Brandon McKinney, Natalie Evans, Papa Suda, Robert Jackson, Shane Richardson, Dan White, 720 Wrestling, Warren Hayes, who will be with me on Sunday, Kevin Cito, Two Girls on a Bench, Ben Seidel, David Edge, Kelly Parker, Cameron Curry, Richard Sandoval, Courtney Summers, and Wilfred Watches, my good bud.
There we go.
So, Kyle, you're done for the weekend.
Oh, thank God. I got a nice long weekend in front of me.
Yeah, there you go. I will be back on Sunday with Warren Hayes for TLC. And, John, what are your plans for this weekend, man? And thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun. I had an absolute blast.
Definitely. Hey, man, guys, thanks for bringing me on. That's awesome. I got nothing. I got just probably some random indie show that I'll find tomorrow on Power Slam. And then, you know, TLC on Sunday. So,
yeah.
And if you guys aren't following our buddy JPQ here on the Twitter, go to @BigPawsOnAPup. Follow him. He's live tweeting all the fucking time in every show. Typically, the thing I love the most about the fact that we've linked up, man, is that you're watching all the shows that I'm watching that nobody else is. So, me, you, and Babarooski.
That's right. You, me, and Babarooski.
Yeah, like Joey Janela, which, damn, I can't wait till the next show.
That was good. Oh, and NWA 70.
Yeah. Did you go to that show?
No, I was there in the Discord with you.
Oh, that's right. You were with me in that one. Yeah. Damn. I loved that show, too.
It was a good show.
Yeah, I thought it was a good show. Well, we're out of here. Sign all three of us out, bud.
Everybody who's joined with us for Final Battle 2018 recap, thank you. For Anthony, JPQ, I'm Kyle. We'll see you next week.